Lakeshore.com today.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out now with all of you who have tuned in. Thank you very much. You're locked and loaded here on America Tonight. Trust me, we like to scattershoot a lot on this show, so hold on. And boy, do we have an interesting hour for you, including the president's sister chiming in on the birther issue. Also, something in Arizona that's pretty interesting, DUI. As we know, the DUI penalties certainly have gotten much more severe across the board in many states, but they're doing something rather unique, let's say, in Arizona. I'll explain. It's called an extreme DUI. Also, right from the get-go, it's always horrifying to people who travel, even if you just do it a teensy bit. Nobody really likes to talk about it. It's kind of like the elephant on the plane, meaning you never say the word crash. Isn't that sort of like a weird jinx? I don't like to be in line. I'm not a superstitious person, really, but I don't like to be in line and hear some fool who's had too many cocktails at the bar for whatever reason blather on and on about, gee, I hope the plane doesn't crash. And there are people who do that on planes. And you know there's probably four or five people who are scared to death to even be sitting there. But I think it's kind of like a jinx thing. I don't want to hear about that. It wasn't a jinx thing, though. What happened with that Air France flight and the commuter flight, when they hit each other or clipped, it happened at a very, very busy airport, JFK. And, you know, it's always about hustling those planes up in the air, getting them down, hustling them up, getting them down, hustling them up, getting them down. I think you get my drift. I always say this. I don't care if I have to wait at an airport if it's for safety reasons. If it's for bogus baloney reasons because the plane isn't full and they're making up stories at the gate or some other cockamamie reason, which believe me, they do. They'll never cop to that, but I've seen that happen. I'm certain it happened to me one time in Miami. But the safety thing I'm cool with. If it's all, there's problems, there's mechanical problems, there's whatever, absolutely. I mean, you don't want to get, I know it's safer than walking across the street. You could have a better chance of getting hit by a car, but still there's something psychological about hearing about the crashes or people talking about the crashes when you're on an airplane. And the Air France thing, I guess, really freaked out a lot of people because now you're not talking about a flight in the air. You're talking about a flight that was taxiing. And if one or two things had happened a little bit differently, there's a chance that people could have been killed. But I wanted you to hear what it sounded like from the perspective of the controls. In other words, from the plane itself and the conversation leading up to what happened on that plane. Take a listen.
Air France 7 Super, runway 22 right, turn left on Alpha, hold short, Echo.
7 Super, left on Alpha.
All the emergency trucks at Pike, we've been hit by Air France.
And who is that?
Commerce 553.
Commerce 553, okay, we are calling them.
Attention all emergency equipment, call 33 to Taxiway Alpha and Mike. I understand he believes he hit the regional jet, and I understand they're evacuating the regional jet.
Did you? It was almost like they couldn't believe it. Yeah, we've hit the regional jet. The Comair, he said Comair, he said it. What? Where are the people? Oh, okay, so I understand they're evacuating. Very scary words to hear, even for the air traffic controllers, if they're not certain of what's going on the ground. And they're still looking into that, of course, as to what possibly happened there, but it just looks like there was a miscommunication or a loss of a couple of minutes here or there, but a loss of a couple of minutes can make a big difference to the people sitting certainly on the plane. Also, coming up, we're talking about 2012, And a conversation that I had with somebody weeks ago about Donald Trump and how serious he was about running. And the Donald apparently is very serious. If he doesn't get the Republican nomination, he's saying he'll go the independent route instead, just so that he can run, that he wants to be president. Now, I don't want to keep this as a running theme here on America Tonight. Do you think he'll be elected? And can a business guy run the country? Well, he can, but would the American people be interested in backing Donald Trump? And does he beat out the career politicians? Because as much as people complain about the same old thing, when it gets down to it and you're touching the screen, even voting straight party, I think you have a hard time getting people to go away from the grain. In other words, if you have Gingrich and Palin and Huckabee and Romney, and, you know, they're there on the ballot and, you know, Trump's name's there, really, really, not in some phone survey for one of the 10,000 polls, but really, really, do they pull the trigger on a guy like Trump? Oh, yeah, he's the guy with the hair and the three wives, and he has the celebrity thing, the celebrity apprentice or whatever. I wonder, outside of New York, if people really, really would do that and hit his name. And not just a phone survey, but do it for real, really vote for him in a primary. I think that's why he's throwing out the independent thing, because he's not so certain of it, and the people around him aren't either. The President of the United States doesn't even really say anything about the whole birth certificate issue. The people around him have made wisecracks about it, but Donald Trump is going after Obama and saying, show us the birth certificate. Why won't you show us the birth certificate? I don't understand. So Maya Satora, who is the president's sister, finally decided to come out. She was interviewed, and here's what she had to say about that whole thing.
I think it's a shame, and I think that my brother should definitely be president for a second term.
Wow, I think that's huge. Well, you never hear from anyone connected to Obama who's a family member. I mean, that's the first time I've heard that. So she's saying that he should be elected again, and it makes me wonder if eventually, as sort of a last-minute tactic, the idea of the birth certificate, that reluctantly they just kind of pull it out and say, ha-ha, here you go. Or maybe not, just ignore it. I mean, how much of a real factor does this play into the second time around for a guy who's already been elected? I think that's part of the whole dismissal of it. But it's interesting that the tactic for Trump is to go in that direction and get some very, very big headlines. So how about it? President's sister coming to his defense. Do you think this really changes the minds of some of the people who are adamant that he was not born in the United States and he was born in Kenya and is not, in fact, an American citizen? We'll talk about that and a few other things, including that extreme DUI. Is Arizona getting it right? That's next, coming up round the bend here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan? Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Again, wake up, America. Boy, we have a lot to talk about. 800-259-5791. Again, 800-259-5791. The sister of Barack Obama comes out and says it's a shame, the whole birther thing, and she thinks her brother should be re-elected. What do you think? Do her comments have any sway with some of the doubters? Jeff in Oregon, you have the floor. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hey, Kate, I don't know if you watch basketball or not, do you? Can you shake your head?
Hey, Kate, I do watch basketball, but it's not my favorite. It's lower on the list. I'm a huge NFL fan, huge Major League Baseball fan. I'm all into baseball. I'm all about it right now. So the NBA and the playoffs,
Why I asked about the NBA, I met Marcus Gasol. He plays for the Memphis, Tennessee today.
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
I'm going to ask you this. If people aren't familiar with Jeff when he calls in, you know, he's very involved, obviously, with Special Olympics, and you meet a lot of famous people.
I meet more than you and Gary, Kate. I'm sorry. Coach Shelley.
You probably do. I mean, I've met a lot of famous people in my career overall, but it seems like every time we turn around, you've met somebody famous almost every single week. So good for you.
And I was telling Shelley, me and her were talking about how cute you are too, Kate.
Well, thank you.
It's a Kate chat room we were talking in today, our own little chat room.
There you go. That's nice.
And,
I appreciate that.
I think Mitt Romney is going to make him for president.
All right, so your pick is, I'm glad you said that. So Jeff in Oregon, thanks, Jeff. Jeff in Oregon says Mitt Romney. Because, you know, we're talking a lot about this. The wheels are turning. More people are throwing their hat in the ring, so to speak, with the exploratory committees, and Donald Trump is making some noise, saying, hey, I don't get the Republican thing, I'll do the independent thing, but this is a two-party system. I think we should have a three-party system anyway, but would Trump get elected as an independent? Boy, that's a whole nother discussion, I think. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. The G1, you know, they're going to, I guess next month they're supposed to battle about this raising the debt limit.
Oh, well, yeah, because we're going to smash our heads against the debt and default if the debt ceiling isn't raised in the next, really, 5 weeks, I think, at the 5 weeks to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I find it interesting that in 2006, Senator Barack Obama voted against raising the debt limit when George Bush was president. But, of course, now he wants to raise it while he's president.
Yeah.
Is that just politics, Kate, or is it, you know? I mean,
it's a beautiful example of politics, absolutely.
I mean, it's hypocrisy, you know, and in any case, though, so it's, you know, when I heard some interview today with Bob Bennett, used to be U.S. Senator from Utah, you know, and he was explaining all of the fact, and he was, you know, he was a conservative Republican, and he was explaining all the bad things that can happen if they don't raise the limit. And so, once again, it's going to sound like, you know, two guys stepping up to the plate, both of them staring each other down. But, you know, they're going to eventually back off and come up with a solution, you know, that's not going to be good for America. I mean, they're not going to, I don't know, Kate, maybe there's certain things in government that they just can't cut. You know, I mean, you know, and how in the world, by the way, you know, from when I look at my paycheck stuff, I notice that, you know, I pay a federal income tax and then I pay a FICA tax, a Social Security tax, right? So it's two separate, I don't know if you want to call them entities, correct?
Uh-huh.
So how are they talking, how in the world is the federal funding of the federal government have anything to do with Social Security, other than the fact that, you know, years back, Reagan and the Bushes and Clinton, they went into Social Security and started taking money out of it.
You just answered the question. That's it. They were starting to pilfer and pillage Social Security, and that's it. That's the answer. They started to go in and take the money. Well, we can just take this and shift this around, and that's it. It should be separate. I agree with you, Don. We should, you know what they should do? I said this in the last show, and I'm so serious about this, and if any of you needed help, not that I am some stockbroker, but I would help every single one of you if you needed the help. I think they should just give us a check, cut us a check, give us the money that we're owed, that we have in there right now, and we'll figure it out ourselves. We'll invest it ourselves if they can't hang on to it.
The problem is, Kate, they don't have the money now.
I know.
You can't sit back and go, oh, well, I paid this much. I've been working for 30 years, and I paid this much for my Social Security, so give me my money now so I can go invest in it. They can't do that. They don't have that. They wouldn't have the money to do that, you know. And the thing is, Kate, there's just a couple of things going on in Washington that where did they get the approval, the right, the authority to be able to go into Social Security when, you know, obviously when Eisenhower set it up, it was set up, I mean, if he wanted, you know, people's retirement or subsidy or whatever it was supposed to be to come out of the federal government, then he would have never, he'd have just said, okay, let's just raise taxes 4% more, to, you know, he would have never set it up as a separate entity from the federal budget. You know, but somebody gave these people the right, just like somebody, who's giving these people a right to mortgage the future of America? You know, I mean, it's interesting because the greatest capitalistic country on the planet is who, Kate? The United States of America, correct?
No. Yeah.
I mean, they're the ones that have mastered the doggone system. I mean, you know, can manipulate money and do whatever else, you know? And it's interesting to think that, well, what's about the worst thing that can happen to you in a capitalist government? Well, some people say it isn't too bad, but, you know, most people think that bankruptcy is the worst thing that can happen. You're not supposed to, you know, you're supposed to pay your bills off, not go into bankruptcy. You know,
yeah.
What gets me interesting is, you know, the world's shining light of capitalism goes bankrupt. You know, what will be showing the rest of the world then? You know, who gave these guys the right to run the deficit up? Who gave them the right to go into Social Security? You know, I mean, it's probably the same people that were supposed to check out and find out if Barack Obama was a U.S. citizen or not before he ran. I mean, if you declare to run for president, aren't you supposed to fit a certain guidelines? You know?
Well, right, but here's the thing. You know, the FBI checks out everybody when they're a senator, when they're a congressperson. You can't, no matter what, even if somehow you slip through, they run all the checks that they would run on you or I. And they make them, they're even more stringent. They do that with everybody on the Hill. That's why I think that there's, I know there's smoke around the birth certificate thing, but I don't think there's much to it. I understand wanting to get Obama out, but I think the birth certificate road doesn't really lead anywhere. But, I mean, that's a different argument. But you're talking about the irresponsibility, which we have been talking about, Don, since I first started to talk to you on the air. And it is infuriating. You play by the rules. You're just killing yourself, working your jobs, paying your taxes, and you don't understand. You know, it's that old thing, life isn't fair, right? Life isn't fair. But when you're on the other end of it and you've done all these things and have had money taken out of checks to pay into Social Security so that it would theoretically be there for you when you were too old to work and you needed that check for something, I don't care what, it's probably not going to be there. I wouldn't count on it. It just wouldn't count on it unless something drastically changes or there's something we don't know. I think there's money hidden somewhere under some giant mattress, but I doubt it. All right, coming up on America Tonight, I'm going to tell you about the situation in Arizona with this interesting deal that they're doing with the extreme DUI. And they're moving away from a certain alcohol content, you know, above what the legal limit is and generally what they consider a misdemeanor, how they're trying to up the ante. And I'm wondering if other states are going to follow suit there. So I'm going to give you all the specifics of that. It's a great fair or foul. And how about this? We talk about justice. Barry Bonds still nothing on bond. It's been 3 days with no verdict. If I'm Barry Bonds, boy, I'm a little bit nervous about what's going to happen on that 19th floor. That's where he is in the federal building in San Francisco day after day, but no verdict. Hang with us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Tonight, we're swinging for the fences here on America Tonight. No holds barred. Doesn't somebody already use that on TV? That's not Bill O'Reilly. I don't know who it is. He's the no spin zone guy. No spin. Welcome to the no spin zone. Little known fact, I was on O'Reilly's program. I'm not going to tell you about all those details right now, but I will eventually. 800, I'm serious. 800-259-5791. That's the number to jingle if you want to throw in your two cents. Obama's sister comes to the defense of her brother and says it's ridiculous, the birther thing, basically, and hopes that her brother gets reelected. And, of course, she's going to hope that her brother gets reelected. That's not the surprise. It's just a surprise that suddenly we have comments from a family member, because you haven't really heard that before. And Donald Trump is really going after this thing. I mean, he is beating a drum on the birth certificate, sending investigators to Hawaii and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Donald Trump is calling the president out on his citizenship, and he's getting some traction on it. He's getting some coverage on it. Now, I like Donald Trump. I do. I like Donald Trump. I don't really know. I mean, does this hurt or help him? I think there are other things that he's talking about. He's going to have to go deeper if he were to really, really do some damage in Iowa or New Hampshire and go up against anyone who knows the political landscape. It's not a money issue, because I don't think there's a money problem there. And, you know, there's a discussion about, or something you have to remember, and I double-checked on this again because I thought, you know, I know the security checks are pretty deep. So Obama had to undergo an FBI security clearance screening. I mean, he had to. All candidates for a federal office have to have, or not candidates, but once they are in the office, they have to be screened. They have to be screened. And he became a senator. So you forget that. You think there was no vetting or screening of Obama whatsoever? There's no screening of it. And listen, I'm playing devil's advocate here for a reason. Because I got into a heated discussion about this, actually, about the approving your citizenship deal and how that's processed and how can you be considered a serious candidate, let alone run, if you're not vetted out. And I did get a text back from somebody who said to me that here's the thing. There are some assumptions around his clearances, around getting cleared and being vetted by the FBI and the CIA. So I can't imagine, because really, why do they care? Do you really think it's that big of a conspiracy to get the guy elected that everyone's in on it? I don't think so. Robert Mueller, he's not some big left-waving Democrat. He plays it close to the vest. He's worked for Republicans and Democrats. He's worked for Bush and now Obama, and he's heading the FBI. I don't see some big cover-up there. Like I said, it's not to burst everyone's bubble, because I get the frustration over the ineffectiveness of the administration and the craziness, as we were just talking about with Don. We continue to go down this deficit-ridden path, and for people who choose to ignore it, that's fine until you wake up one day and you need that Social Security money and you realize, oh, that's what all that big fuss was about all those years. And while you were sleeping, all these things were allowed to happen. And I encourage everyone to let their voices be heard. I say this all the time. I'm about action. Forget the reaction. That's the problem with this country, is that people forget it's we the people, we're the government, right? It's so obvious. We have representation in Washington. So you have a stake in this, ladies and gentlemen. All of us have a stake in this. And you can't just completely ignore what's going on. Of course you have to be concerned. But I think there are stronger ways to go after Obama other than to go off the charts on the other sides, on the birther side. Now, hey, if somebody proves it, then I will eat crow on the air. But I don't see how anyone is going to knock that down. Because I know some money-hungry journalists who could care less about being a Republican, a conservative, a Democrat, a liberal. They don't care. They're after fame and fortune, baby. And if they could go hunting and prove this, if there really was something to it, trust me, they would in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I can't wait to go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, how are you?
Fat.
You got to tell me a joke. I want to hear a joke.
Okay. There was this guy that was an absolute reprobate. He was an alcoholic and a wife beater and would steal his kid's piggy bank to buy booze. And he was really kicked out of the home. And he was just a total out-and-out loser. So finally, he had hit the bottom, and this guy told him about AA, and he says, well, I might go. So they took him to an AA meeting, and he sat there and listened to the story, and it made sense to him. So as he was walking downstairs, he was thinking all these profound thoughts about how he could change his life and do better, and he stepped off the curb and got hit by a truck and was killed instantly. But sure enough, he showed up in heaven. And the clerk up there was looking for the rolls, and he says, sir, you're not here. He says, you have done so many bad things and so much evil to everyone around you that you do not qualify to be in heaven. And he says, yes, I do. He says, just tonight, I put a dime in the collection plate at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And he says, well, let me check. So he went and checked with St. Peter, and St. Peter looked over the records. He says, son of a gun. He says, man, he says, sure enough, he did. He says, well, look, he said, I'll tell you what, clerk. He said, take him back his dime and tell him to go to hell. Okay, I got another one for you. There was this traveling preacher that had the most beautiful black stallion you ever saw in his life. It was just a gorgeous animal. And he was riding one day, and he pulled up to this creek to give the horse a little bit of water, and across the creek, the road there, came a guy in a brand new Model T Ford truck, and the preacher said, boy, that sure is a beautiful truck. The guy in the truck said, Joe, that sure is a beautiful horse. And he said, where are you going with him? He said, oh, I'm taking him in to sell him. I got to buy me a truck so I can get around to my parishes, because I'm a traveling preacher, and there's not enough preachers for the number of churches, so I got to get me something I can travel further. And he says, well, he says, I just bought this truck right here. He says, I'll trade you straight across. And the guy rubbed his chin. He said, well, he says, I'll do that, but you got to understand one thing. This is a religious horse. He was raised religious. If you want him to go, you got to say, hallelujah. And if you want to get him to stop, you got to say, praise the Lord. The guy says, well, I can do that. He says, well, okay. He said, but you got to understand, once we make the deal, I'm gone. I'm going to take your truck. I'm going to disappear. He says, hey, here, I'll sign the papers. Here it is. It's yours. I want the horse. So the guy got on the horse and he says, giddy up. The horse didn't move. He says, giddy up again. The horse didn't move. And he remembered, hallelujah. And the horse took off and he was moving real nice. And the guy said, hallelujah again. The horse got to gallop along and says, hallelujah. And the horse went into a wild, mad run. And the guy was loving it. The wind was blowing back through his hair. Everything was great. All of a sudden he looked up and he seen that they were coming to a cliff. And he yells, whoa, whoa. Whoa! And the horse didn't whoa. And finally he yells, hallelujah! And right at the edge of the cliff, the horse comes to a screech and halt. He wipes his brow and says, praise the Lord!
Oh, you crack me up, Dan. I'm going to use that stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to give you credit, okay?
Well, you do that, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. The levity. We needed some levity here. So, back to the FBI, the CIA, and the NSA, and any other alphabet soup you can think of that is supposed to be out there running background checks. Yeah. I'm going to stand by the Robert Mueller wouldn't let that pass because he doesn't, frankly, care about the political side of it. That's the deal. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, why is she talking about that? It's because Obama's sister came out. She was on the tube, and she said that, you know, it's time to put this thing to bed. She's the president's half-sister, Maya Satora. She said, let's just stop this. He was born in Hawaii, and there's already been a tremendous amount of proof that's already been presented. She was in an interview with Piers Morgan on CNN and went on to talk about all that and said she thinks it's a shame what Donald Trump is doing.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Come away with me in the night.
And like the Run for the Roses.
Come away.
At a mile and a quarter, we are headed for the final turn and down the stretch. So if you want to throw in your 2 cents, jump on now, 800-259-5791. And we're going to the dungeon in a few. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark. All right. Mark slid off. He was knocked out. He might have had that cell coverage thing going on. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Anyway, I said we would go to the dungeon, so we will go to the dungeon in a second. But I want to clean something up that I talked about in case you're not familiar with the story. So here's the scoop, Barry Bonds. I mean, this has been going on forever, since 2003. I mean, it really, even before that, the conversation was, geez, do you think Barry Bonds juices? He's in the history books, so to speak, as the home run king. And you have to think this is 3 days of jury deliberating on this case, and they haven't come up with anything yet. They're just taking time for lunch, that's it, and then they're deliberating. They haven't had any of the testimony read back. And you got 8 women and 4 guys who are trying to decide his fate. But you have to think, with every passing hour, is this good for Barry Bonds? Maybe it's going to be a hung jury. I have some attorneys in my family and talked to one of them today who thought that. Sometimes when you get this many days, especially in this kind of a case, this kind of deliberation, then a lot of times what it means is a hung jury. And there's a couple of charges that could put him in jail in an orange jumpsuit, not probationary kind of things. During closing arguments, his defense attorney really pushed and stressed to the jury that in addition to being proven false, Bond's statements must have affected the grand jury's work, which was, you know, of course, to investigate the performance-enhancing drugs by Balco. In other words, you have to be able to link the dots there. And the former personal shopper for Barry Bonds testified that she saw Greg Anderson, the trainer, inject Bonds near the navel back in 2002, but she didn't know it was in the syringe. That doesn't really help, does it? It was a shot of something that was legal. I think that he could be in trouble, unless it truly is through the eyes of people who see these juries day in and day out, that it could be a hung jury. I think it's tough to figure out, but I think they have to figure out what does this conviction mean for him if he's convicted. What kind of time, or in other words, what kind of time are we talking about? Because now here we go again, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. What if you get through this week and you have no verdict? Then reasonable doubt. Remember, that's the whole thing. You have to remember how our laws read. The judge instructs the jury that if a majority or even a lesser number are in favor of an acquittal, the rest have to ask themselves whether you should accept the weight and sufficiency of evidence which fails to convince the others beyond a reasonable doubt. So they must be struggling, I think, with that question. Matt, what do you think? Do you think Bonds, we talked about this a couple of nights ago, but now here we are a couple of days later, and there's some tricky things to deal with. I mean, you're strictly dealing with HGH and steroids and what he did and didn't do and trying to figure that out, what was in the syringe. Do you think that he gets out of this?
I don't think so. Like we said, I think it was last night. My days are getting all mixed
I
up know. Here.
I think it was two nights ago, but it was,
maybe, I don't even remember. But I think the people just have it out for him, and rightfully so, in my opinion, because it's, I don't know, these people that cheat and think they can get away with it, and then it's not even just cheating the game, but lying about it to, like, under oath and to Congress, like, who was that, Palmero did, and Clemens is in trouble now with the law, I think, too. I mean, these guys just think they can get away with everything, and it's the laws beneath them. Like Marion Jones, she, look at what happened to her.
She went to prison.
Yeah, she did significant, well, I guess not significant.
Less than a year.
But for someone of her stature, it's pretty significant time.
Oh, no, yeah, it's significant because you're talking about somebody who took performance-enhancing drugs. I agree with Matt. I think cheating in sports, especially the blatant stuff, the Balco being juiced, you know, and Marion Jones, what she did, is wrong. They have to have an asterisk near their name. They should be stripped of their medals, all that sort of stuff. But a lot of people think I'm actually too harsh because it's that old thing about if everybody is doing it, why can't I do it? Why, you know, why am I on the skids here? So that's the thing you got to ask yourself. But I don't know. There's just something about there's right and wrong. And you can bend things a bit. But I think being juiced and then calling yourself the home run king and breaking Hank Aaron's record, I mean, forget about it. Hank Aaron has the record as far as I'm concerned. And I think that people do have it out for Bonds anyway, because I think they just don't like him. The media didn't like him. I dealt with Bonds once. He was terrible. He was nasty. He's a nasty guy. He was nasty to the media, so he didn't do himself any favors.
And I think the interesting thing that's going to happen in the future is, you know, guy, look at Manny Ramirez, retired instead of facing another suspension. It's guys like Manny Ramirez and some of these other guys, when they come up for Hall of Fame voting, is whether or not they're going to get in. I don't think they should get in.
No,
I don't think
Clemens
should get in. I don't even think A-Rod should get in. He admitted to using steroids, and too bad. Maybe he only used it the one time. Yeah, right. But I don't care. If you're using steroids and you're cheating, you shouldn't get in.
No, as somebody who covered baseball extensively for a decade in my sports career and went to the Hall of Fame many times, I don't think that they should be in. I agree. And I covered Alex, and I covered Rafael Palmeiro, and I covered Roger Clemens briefly. And A-Rod came clean only because he saw it was, I think, only because he saw what was going on with Roger Clemens. Clemens is probably the most anxious guy on the planet, waiting to see what happens with the Barry Bonds trial, because he's up next, and he's into it big time for lying to Congress. Did he lie or not? And Andy Pettit was his best buddy. Andy Pettit gets a subpoena. He has to testify. And it was just his arrogance, I think, that put him in this situation. If he had done what the other players have done, that would have been it. Everybody would have just said, okay, whatever. And even though he wouldn't get in the Hall of Fame, who cares? He now put himself in this situation for years that he's had this black cloud flying over his head, except for when he's in Texas.
And I think another thing about the Hall of Fame debate is if you let these guys who cheated in, you're keeping out guys who legitimately make a case for the Hall of Fame. Like Tim Raines is one of the greatest leadoff hitters of all time. He's not in the Hall of Fame yet. And if you're putting in people like Palmeiro and McGuire and Clemens who cheated ahead of him, I don't think that's right at all.
But they're not getting in. The writers of any sport, the writers will not vote them in. I mean, there's a blockade a mile long for anybody who they think did steroids, and anyone like a Roger Clemens, forget about it, and Barry Bonds, already he would have struggled with the scribes anyway, but if that hadn't come up, he would have gotten in. But there's no way that's going to happen, no matter what the public thinks, and if they say, oh, everybody across the board did it, or that many people did it on the team, does not matter. So we'll be waiting on the Bonds thing, to be sure. Here we are up against it. Do you believe it? We got to the finish line, and we had so much more. That's why you got to go check out our website, americatonight.net, because I'm blogging a lot of my thoughts, the stream of consciousness, some of the things that we might have missed here at the tail end of the show because we ran so fast, we were ahead of the pack, and we ran out of those precious moments on the air. Have any other thoughts on the show? Definitely shoot them to us at americatonight.net as well.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you.
Don't mention it.